Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you joined me today. It is such a great day here in the city of Detroit. We had some little snow, but all in all, it is still a great day, and I am so glad that you have decided to come and to be with us on today. I am Jackie Showers, and I am your host, and I'm just thanking God for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare, and it is just such a pleasure to know that you have taken time out of your day in order for you to come and be with us at this time. And this is It is a great time just to be here. For those of you who may not know, I am in the throes of celebrating the life of a great man, my pastor, Bishop Stephen J. Bennett, who passed away on this Saturday. And so we have been in the process of celebrating him and getting ready for that ultimate celebration of his homegoing service, or homecoming service, as some people like to call it. But needless to say, It is such a blessing just to know that he is now resting with the Lord. He is out of his pain, he is out of his misery, and he's resting with the Lord. And true enough, we miss him and we wish he was here with us, but we also can't be selfish in knowing that he was in a lot of pain, and we're just glad to know that now he is with the Lord, and being with the Lord, he's able to just be whole. You know, we often want people to be made whole on this side, but sometimes that's not always the case. That's not always the answer. So, but God knows, and God, He shares in it all. So I just want to say to each and every one of you, just to continue to pray, continue to keep us uplifted in prayer, and especially our First Lady, Lady Valerie Bennett, to just keep us uplifted in prayer as we just move forward in this endeavor. Today, as we are coming together, and one of the things that I just wanted to share, about the process and transformation and change. And I think oftentimes, you know, we know our favorite verses, Romans 12 and 2, where it says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can walk in that perfect and acceptable gift that God has given." And so we quote that scripture often, but when we talk about transformation and we're talking about change, we need to begin to look at them and look at the dynamics of who they are. When you begin to understand that change and transformation, they're so closely related. We know that they are cousins. When you look at the two words and you begin to see about change and transformation. And let's just go to the dictionary real quick, and so then we can take a look at what change is all about. So the change is to make the form, nature, content, future course, etc., something different from what it is or from what it would be if left alone, to change one's name, to change one's opinion, to transform or convert, usually followed by into, the which change the prince into a toad, to substitute another. But then when we go into transformation and we go into what that and to the whole definition of transformation, my voice is a little raspy today because of the high praise that we had yesterday celebrating the life and legacy of my pastor, Bishop Stephen Bennett. And so my voice is a little raspy, and that's probably why I'm talking just a little lower, is because of that. But I want to talk about this whole transformation and change. And so when we begin to look at transformation and change, one of the things that we have to realize is that in order for you to change, you always have to go back to look at exactly what had been happening to you, what had been going on in your life at that time. So you have to go back, you have to go and you have to look at that. And I'll have to share some things with you. But you know what, when we begin to transform our mindsets, when we begin to make the change and we decide that we know that change has to take place, it all begins with a transformed mindset. Change fixes the past, transformation creates the future, but they still go hand in hand. And both paths are difficult and produce rewards, but you have to choose wisely. Change requires becoming familiar with the current situation and working to make things better, faster, cheaper, or some other E-R word. The past is the fundamental reference point, and actions are intended to alter what already happened. The success of a change initiative is judged by efficiencies and economies that are realized at the end of our effort, compared with when you started. And when you make that decision to change, your future is really a reconditioned or improved version of the past when you make the decision to change. When you begin to look at transformation and the nuances of what it is, transformation is an assertion that our actions today create our future tomorrow. The future can be described and it can be realized when you free yourself from constraints of the past. So one thing about transformation is you design your future and invent ways to bring it about. Transformation, it doesn't describe the future by referencing the past better, faster, or cheaper. It births a future that is entirely new. Like change, transformation also begins with firmly grasping the current state of affairs, the as-is of things, and without an intimate understanding of your as-is, you're delusional about the future from the onset. So you have to take a look at your situation as it is. You need to take a situation as it is, and especially as how the past impacts your current situation. But when you begin to choose the path of transformation, it becomes easier to leave the past behind after you're thoroughly considering the as is. What is my current situation? What is happening in my current situation? What is going on in my current situation? And so those are some of the things that you have to realize that the context is decisive in causing or exhibiting change or transformation. But you have to be ready to make those changes. You have to be ready to say, I'm going to take a look at the current situation as it really is, and then I'm going to make a change. And all of this comes into play because you know who you want to be, you know where you want to go, but you have to make a cognitive decision within yourself that it is time for transformation to take place in order for you to begin to say, and I'm ready to make the change, I'm ready to do the hard work, and I want to change for the better. I want to change faster. I want to change. I want it to be. I want to know that everything that I'm doing is changing in order that I can move into this path of transformation. And so, when you begin to move in this path of transformation, you begin to permit yourself to envision the future freely, and you make specific promises with full integrity about how things shall be. You take action to ensure that you live into your declarations about the future, that you begin to move into the declarations about the future. So when you think about transformation, I want you to think when you get a caterpillar, the caterpillar does not change. The caterpillar really, really is transformed. It's transformed from a caterpillar into a butterfly. A butterfly is a transformation, not a better caterpillar. So these are things that you want to begin to look at, and you want to begin to think about the change and what is the change and the transformation and change. Change always begins with you taking a look and saying, I want to improve from where I was. Transformation says, I and improving from where I was, your change, you said, I'm going to be transformed and I'm going to go into the future. And in the future, I want something brand new. I don't want the old. It's just like when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have the way you change, you have to repent, and then you turn away from it. And then you go through transformation. And the transformation is allowing yourself to go through the purification of God saving you and then purifying you and sanctifying you. But you changed when you repented. That's when change happened, because you decided you were turning away from those cursed things. But when you go into transformation, your transformation propels you into something better. So you want to keep all of those things in mind, and you want to keep them and know that they all come into play. As you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can walk in that perfect and acceptable will that God has for your life. And, you know, in order for you to reap the blessings of God, you have to go through this process, because you have to get rid of all of your old thoughts about money. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is when it comes to money and when it comes to wealth. And that's why you have people, they say things, oh, I don't want to listen to that preacher because he's talking about wealth. But I have not seen any of us who do not need money, who do not need wealth. When you go into the Word of God and you begin to read the Word of God, there are more than 2,500 scriptures that talks about money and wealth. That is more scriptures than it talks about salvation. Why? Because God created the currency of the world, and he understands that in order for us to further the kingdom agenda, that we are going to have money, we're going to need money. I can remember years ago when I flippantly made a statement and said, money does not buy you happiness. And I began to read this book by Mike Murdoch, 31 Reasons Why We Don't Receive Our Financial Wealth. And I was totally convicted when I got to the place where it says we don't receive it because we make statements like money doesn't buy you happiness. Money does not buy you happiness. However, money can bring contentment. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, that it says wisdom and money is a defense. It says wisdom is the ultimate defense. But what is a defense? A defense, it protects you from getting caught, from going into those woe is me moments. A defense makes sure that you have everything that you need, that you are protected. So, yes, it is the love of money, not money. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. But God wants us to have this right relationship. And so in order for us to begin to move into the place where God wants us to move, we have to look at every area of our lives. We have to take a critical analysis of where we are from a mindset standpoint in order for our mindsets to be changed. We have to go back to the place of first mention. And when the place of first mention is, where is the place where you first began to take on those negative thoughts about succeeding, about money, about whatever? Where are those places? Where's the place where you first begin to partake in negative behavior? What caused you to even partake in it? And so you have to go back. You have to go back to that place in order for you to be changed. And in the process of being changed, transformation takes place that propels you into your future. But if you're not willing to go back, if you're not willing to go back to that place where it is the place of change, it is the place where you say, I'm making a decision and I'm turning away. It's like repentance. At the place of repentance, you make a decision that you are going to repent. And when you repent, you turn away from it. You take a 180-degree turn and you begin to move away from it. But in the process of you moving away, you will begin to move into the future. And that's where transformation takes place. Change begins in your past. Transformation propels you into the future. And so you make a decision. I want to change. I want to change those bad habits. I want to become better. I want to do things a lot better than what I have been doing. I no longer want to be caught up in the strongholds that have prevented me from moving forward. And then when you make your mind up that I am going to change, then you begin to do the corresponding actions that's going to propel you into transformation. And so if you never make the decision to change, you can never be transformed. If a caterpillar never goes and get himself ready to go into the cocoon, transformation is not going to take place. He understands at that point it is time for a change. He will no longer be slithering around on the ground. Now he becomes a beautiful butterfly, and he can soar. So you make a decision. Do I want to sliver the rest of my life, or do I want to soar? And that's what it, and that's really what it's all about. Because if you want to sliver, and oftentimes when you just continue to sliver, if the caterpillar says, all I'm going to do is sliver around, eventually that caterpillar is going to die. Somebody's going to stomp it. It's simple as that. And so the bottom line is you make a decision to say, I'm going to soar. I'm going to soar. I'm going to go through the necessary transformation. I want to get put into that cocoon in order that I know that God can begin to do what he needs to do so then I can move into the place that I need to be, so then I can begin to do exactly what he's told me to do. Because until then, it's hard to do it. Because fear is one of those things that you've got to change. Your attitude. Your attitude is definitely, it can definitely be a detriment to your changing, definitely a detriment to your transformation. And that is why the Word of God tells us to be transformed. Take on a new mindset. Look at something new. Look at the newness of what you want to be. Become a new creation. The caterpillar goes through a transformation, and then he becomes a new creation with a new vantage point. His vision is different. His vision is no longer on the ground, but now he soars. He soars above the ground. And so when you begin to go through this whole process and you say, I'm ready to change, it's time to change. I've looked at my current situation. I've looked at how my past is affecting my current situation, and now I'm ready to change it. And so at the moment when you say, and you really say, I'm ready to change it, that's when you're ready to begin to apply the new things to your life in order for you to go through the transformation. But up until then, you can't. And as long as you hold on to those things, I have a sister who smokes cigarettes, and it's detrimental to her health. She claims she doesn't know it, but she should know it. But she continues to smoke. Why? Because in her mind, that action gives her pleasure. And she has not gotten to the point where she says, I'm ready to change. So she will never enter into transformation because she has not accepted change. And she's not come to the fork in the road where change is at its pivotal point. And as a result, she finds herself stuck in a situation where she is literally slowly killing herself. Because she won't change, and she will justify. And until you get to a place where you are ready to change, you will always justify those negative behaviors that prevent you from moving forward. But once you get in your mindset that I am ready for change, I am sick and tired and tired and sick, as Fannie Lou Hamer said, I am sick and tired. When you get sick and tired, change can take place. When you get sick and tired, because then you say, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of poverty. I'm sick and tired of being poor. I'm sick and tired of having just enough. And that's when you can begin to move into a place of transformation. And that's when you begin to embrace transformation. And it's at the point of change that you release. When the Bible tells us we forget those things that are behind and we are pressing towards the high mark of the call of God, you forget at change, you press in transformation. So you forget at change, but you're pressing into transformation. And the more you press towards the high mark of the call of God, your mindset is being transformed. And as your mindset is being transformed, your actions are being transformed, because then it's going to go with the new mindset, or with the new creation of who you are. And so when you're ready, and as you begin to go, and you know you're in that cocoon, and you know how the butterfly, it begins to be in a cocoon, but eventually that cocoon can no longer contain it. Because it's ready to fly. The total transformation has taken place. And then you are ready to reap the total blessings that God has for your life. And you're ready to, and in addition to, you're ready to move forward. God's told you to start that business. You're ready to do it. You know I have the capacity. God has given me power. What is power? It is the capacity. It is the ability in order for you to do it. I've given you the power to get wealth. So then you begin to say, I have this capacity. He says, do not cast away your confidence. It's great recompense and reward when you have endured the transformation. And then you say, you know what? I have that confidence. I have confidence in my capabilities because I have the capacity to do it. Everything that I need, it's already inside of me in order for me to be successful. And you begin to acquire that confidence, and that confidence propels you forward because lack of confidence will cause you to be stagnated and it will cause immobility. But when you begin to be confident and you begin to be confident in your capabilities, you begin to move into transformation, and you begin to go higher and higher and higher. Now, one thing about transformation is going to cause you to become a sponge. You become a sponge for information because you understand that in order for you to go to a higher plateau, you're going to have more knowledge. You need to learn more. The Bible says get wisdom, get understanding. In Isaiah 11 and 2, it says that there's a branch that comes out of Jesse, but it's wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge. You need those in order for you to be successful. And how do you get them? You get them, number one, God gives you wisdom, but also you get it because you got to stay abreast of the facts. You got to always be in a learning state of mind. Transformation does take place. Transformation propels you into another dimension and into another realm of thought and into another realm of action. You become more actionary in everything that you do. You are no longer reactive, but you are proactive. And when you become proactive, you make things happen. Have things not just happening haphazardly, but you make things happen. You begin to plan. You begin to take authority over your own destiny because you team up with God and you begin to take authority over your own destiny because you allow the gook in your past to be totally changed and transformed in order to propel you into the future. And I'm telling you, oftentimes, that we get stuck. We get stuck because we don't know what to do. If you do not know what to do, seek out help. Seek out help. It doesn't make sense that oftentimes we're just afraid to ask. And sometimes we're afraid to ask because we think it makes us look stupid, it makes us look silly. But I'm going to tell you, be stupid, look silly. As long as you can get to the place where you need to get, look stupid and look silly. It's worth it. I'm telling you, it is well worth it. And then you're going to look back and say, you know what? That didn't make sense that I was too afraid to say anything all that time when I knew I needed this information and I knew that person could help me. And more often than not, that person is willing to help you and to provide you with the information you need. And if you think they're not, pray and ask God to transform their hearts in order for them to help you. And even if they don't want to help you, they're going to help you anyway. And they're going to wonder, why am I helping this person? That doesn't matter. Long as they're helping you get to the place where you need to be. And that's when you begin to say that, you know what, I'm not going to let anything stop me from achieving the goal that I need to achieve. I'm going to do whatever it takes in order for me to achieve that goal. And that's what you begin to understand, and that's what you begin to know. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to go through the transformation in order for you to reach the heights that God wants you to reach? How bad do you want to change from having just enough and not enough? You know, how bad do you want it? And I think that's what it comes to, how bad do you want it? And everybody has to get to that place where they say, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to move out of this place? Out of this place of familiarity and then begin to be transformed and go into the place of unfamiliarity where it allows you to become everything that you need to be. I mean, there's always trepidation when you begin to say, I'm going to go into new territory. You know, one of the things that Joshua said in the first chapter, he was afraid. And that's why God said, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. He knew he was going into new territory. Up until that time, Moses was always the leader. But now he knew he was going to be the leader. And sometimes when God is telling you that it's time for you to take on that mantle of leadership, it's hard because you know that everything is on you. When God tells you it's time for you to step out and to become that entrepreneur, that becomes a difficult situation because you know, what am I going to do? What if I'm not able to pay the bills? And especially if you have a family and you are accustomed to having a paycheck coming in all the time. These things can be frightening. They can be very frightening. And that's okay, but don't let the fright keep you immobilized. You have three ways to deal with fear. You can face everything and remain. You can say face everything and run, or you can face everything and rise. And I know that it is your desire to choose the latter, to face everything and run. Fear is going to be there. Fear is always going to be there. Fear and faith, they're operating out of the same principles. And yes, both of them are going to be right there with you. One of them telling you, oh, you can't do it, but faith is always going to propel you forward. Faith is always in transformation. Fear is always in the past of change. But faith is always in transformation, always propelling you forward. Faith is fluid. It is fluid. Fear is not fluid. Fear is just solid because it has no place to really go except where it is right there. It has nothing to do with future. It has nothing to do with future at all. It only has to do with where you are right now. When you understand that faith is propelled by God and God is able to see everything that's in front of you, but fear is not. So all fear can do is bring your past to you. It doesn't even know your present because your present is so fleeting. It's a second. Actually, it's a nanosecond. It's less than that. That's all that fear knows. But faith knows the abundance and the wealth of what God has for you. And that's why faith can propel you forward and fear can only stagnate you and hold you back because it does not have the capacity in order to take you into a place. Now, some people say, well, I've been walking in this fear. Well, you have allowed fear to have that type of control over you. However, fear really doesn't have that type of control unless you give it the control. You have control over fear. Fear does not have control over you. Get that in your mindset. Now, faith propels you forward. And remember, they both are standing there operating at the same principles, that whatever you believe in, that's what's going to come to you. But it's you have to, you can share your heart, but you begin to have a transformation, and that transformation takes you into another mindset. I want to thank you for coming and being a part of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I look forward to you coming and joining us again next week. We're excited about what God has for you, and we want to be there to help you get to that place. And I'm telling you, it's going to be well worth it. Make sure you go to our website, www.jackieshowers.com. Subscribe to our email list in order for you to begin to receive all that we have for you. And we're looking to do some great things this year. Our breakout conferences. It's coming up. And there are just a plethora of things that we are looking to do for you this year in order to help you move out of that place of change into total transformation. I know my mandate is I'm an encourager. I coach people to become all that God envisioned so they can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And so I understand my mandate as it relates to those that are coming in contact with me. And as a result, my goal is that I want you to go through this transformation. I want you to experience everything that God has for you. You can also go to our website, and you want to go to our website, to the Me Place Institute website, and it's just like it says, themeplace.org, and you can sign up for for a complimentary coaching session that really helps to get you, that helps to move you into the place and help you begin to move out of the place, out of the place where fear is holding you back, into the place where faith propels you forward. And whatever your need is, you know, we're looking at it. We look at it from the personal, professional, as well as a leadership standpoint. And so I do encourage you to go into to tap into the resources that are up there. We have a lot of resources up there now. We're in the process of revamping a lot of things. So I encourage you to go up there while they are free. And while they're up there and they're available, because what we'll do is we'll be start taking a lot of it down. There are hundreds of stuff, hundreds empowering messages up there for you in order to help you go to another level. But there will be some changes that's going to take place even in our future. So transformation, we're in the process of transformation right now. But I encourage you to take advantage of them. As you go to our website and to subscribe to our e-blast list in order for you to receive them. And when we send them out by e-blast, you'll be able to receive them, and they will be, and the majority of them will be complimentary to you in order to help you go to that place where you need to go. And I would love to hear back from you, to hear exactly what's happening in your life. You can always go to our website and you can send us a note. I'm telling us what's happening in your life. You can also submit a praise report. We are all about helping you in your marketplace ministry. And marketplace ministry is wherever God has you at this time out in the marketplace. And some of you are entrepreneurs, and some of you may be in positions and you're working for somebody else, but you are still a marketplace influencer. And we want to help you to be even better at being that influencer that God has called you to be for such a time as this. And so I hope that in the process, if you're listening to us talking about this whole thing about change and transformation, that it has helped you in order for you to break through some of the things that may have been holding you back. I don't know what they are, and I don't know what they may be, but you know the things that have been holding you back and keeping you from moving forward. And if I can be of any help to you, you can inbox me on Facebook if you you can inbox me on Facebook, you can inbox me on Google Plus, you can send me a message on LinkedIn, and then we can to say, you know what, this is the area where I need help in. I mean, as I told you, we have complimentary coaching opportunities for you as well, in order to help you do that. This past week we did 11:59, a minute to midnight, and we dealt a lot with vision and talking about the planning, the writing, the legacy of vision. And those will be available up on our website as well, and you'll be able to listen to the whole 7 days, as well as the ones that were done in January for 7 days. In January, we dealt with I Decided, moving from resolution to execution. And one thing about resolution, it just doesn't take place in January. We are always looking to change and to be transformed. But with resolution, again, it begins with a decision to change. And so, and I know that's hard sometimes to make that decision, and even making the decision, sometimes we need some help. We need somebody to just help push us along and to help move us along in order for that decision to be reinforced in us. This is an awesome time. We're looking to do some great things. But I do want to say we thank you for coming and being with us today. If you have any questions, you can just hit one, and I can open up your mic before we end the program. So if you have any questions, is there anything that you'd like to say, I will open up your mic at this time if you just hit one. But if not, we completely understand that. And so definitely continue to support us and continue to share our information, share with others, because one thing, it's not about us holding it all to ourselves, but it's about us being able to share it with others and allowing others to be able to partake in it as well, and for them to be enriched as well. One of my good friends have a boutique, and we had another friend, and she said, I'm not telling people about this boutique. And I told her, I said, but why would you not tell them about the boutique? Well, I don't want them to know about these great finds. I said, but how are you helping her? And you always looking to her to give you a deal, the owner. And I said, so if you're looking to her to get a deal, somebody got to make up that deal cost that she has given you. And so that's the whole thing, is that we want to share it So all of us can be in a win-win situation. So, you know, share the things that we're doing so and invite others to come, because it's a win-win situation for us all as each and every one of us is growing, and it helps the other one. And so some of them may be some people that are attached to you. They may work for you. They may be in organizations that you're involved in. And what it's going to do, it helps everybody to be a winner, because we all are winners. God created us to be winners. And when you begin to understand, you were a winner when at the foundation of the earth, we were winners. All we have to do is begin to walk as winners. And with that, that's going to end our program for today. And it is always my prayer that you have a blessed, prosperous, and successful week as a marketplace influencer. And I look forward for you coming and being with us again next week on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, shower blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.